My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Drake gives us the best chance to win now and going forward.
You want to take a rookie quarterback and set him up to struggle, put him behind this New England offensive line. On top of that, it's a bottom probably 5 or 6 group wide receiver-wise when it comes to getting open.
Made in the air and intercepted. It's picked off on the play by Bullock.
Someone give me a good reason why to play Drake May.
Anderson leapt up. It's picked off on the ricochet by the Houston Texans.
This is a bad decision in New England.
Look out, here they come. Hunter knocked it away and vacuumed in by Edwards. Turnover.
Oh, he's slow. He's down right now.
It's going to pay me enough to start Drake May.
He'll go out there and just try to make some plays.
Drake May, time and distance going, and he's down. Touchdown pass thrown by Drake May.
Oh, baby.
May to the air. Come inside. Running is Douglas. Touchdown. Third Drake May touchdown pass today.
I thought he showed a lot of force. I thought he went out there, controlled the huddle, got those guys out of the huddle.
I'm trying to bring energy. Trying to bring energy as a starting quarterback for the football team. I'm trying to bring it every week.
I feel like I let him down. I'm sure all the coaches feel like they let everyone down.
He will come out with a win. That's the ultimate goal. Always keeping that locker room. Winning football and pretty come out on top.
Drake gives us the best chance to win now and going forward.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Again, great work there from Brian Frazelco as we go back through the Drake May journey here in New England. All the naysayers, really the one naysayer, and Dan Orlovsky, what are you doing?
Brian wanted me to show the Twitch listeners my the back of my sweatshirt.
Okay.
It's a controversial energy drink.
Oh. What does it say? Let me see. Very edgy.
So, you took the words out of my mouth.
They actually dropped it.
Edgy heart.
They're going with just lucky now.
Oh.
Lucky energy.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Do you want to know the story?
No.
Okay.
That's all right. Maybe tell me some other time.
You know? Screw you then.
Right
we'll
now.
Get, we'll get the cliff
off,
notes.
To start off the 5 o'clock hour, I don't need to hear the energy drink
story.
It's
the bitching hour.
It's already started.
I'm sure it's a great story.
We're already bitching, but we're not even talking about anything.
No, we aren't. I don't know. We're talking about your sweatshirt. Let's say the Drake May train now heading to London, the tube, if you will.
Mind the gap.
Right into London town as I think, this could be the first win of the season for Drake May and his Patriots against a spiraling Jacksonville Jaguars team that wasn't expecting. I expected them to be pretty good this year. I thought that they were going to be competing for this division, and I didn't think much of the AFC South to begin with anyway, but I thought they'd be competing for it. I thought they were going to bounce back with Lawrence, with Ingram, with the kid they drafted out of LSU, whose name escaped
Brian Thomas, who's
Brian
awesome.
Thomas, who's having a good year.
Ooh, Kirk, should trade for him.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to trade him. They might trade Christian Kirk. You know, Kirk
I don't really want him. No, we've had we get all those guys. I want the
Christian
guy
Kirk's better than anybody you have.
You always use that as the answer, and it doesn't matter. It's still stinky.
I don't know about
that. I'm not trying to get a little bit better. I want good. I want great.
I think Christian Kirk is good.
Oh, Christian Kirk.
And it's not just because he's an athlete named Christian, which I admit I am partial to.
There aren't a lot of Christian athletes.
There are not. But named Christian. There's lots of them that actually are Christian. But, yeah, I mean, Kirk, he'll give you 800 yards and
ooh,
five, six touchdowns.
So he's a healthy Kendrick Bourne.
Bourne done that?
I think he had 800 yards his first year here from San Francisco.
Okay.
I feel like he might have.
Kirk had 1,100 a couple years ago.
Did he really? Okay, so there you go. I mean, that's
and
not
a Josh Uche had 11 sacks a couple years ago. That doesn't make you who you are.
I'm just reading a stat.
We're not doing the stat sniffing.
1,100
Christian
yards.
Christian Kirk is a jag, literally and figuratively.
980 the year before in Arizona.
He had 8 touchdowns that year, too.
8 touchdowns
Arkan, I'm with
that
you.
Season.
Let's go get Kirk.
I'd be all right with getting Christian Kirk. I think
take that out of context.
Any way that you can, I know, right? Any way that you can upgrade this receiver room, I'd be happy to do. I think that's not, and listen, he's not my first choice or anything, but also, you're not getting your first choice, right? I don't think the Patriots are getting their first choice. Sorry, Andy Hardplan. I don't think T. Higgins is coming here. I just don't. I think you're going to have to settle for someone like Kirk. That's probably what it's going to be. Is this a timeout?
No,
a timeout on me.
Timeout
right
on
now?
Violence. Timeout on you bullying me. And a time to go get T. Higgins is what we're doing.
Okay.
I don't know. That mentality. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing the.
Not doing what?
The like mediocrity mindset. Because that's what Kirk is. That's what all these other Jags are. Like, no. You need a franchise quarterback. You got one.
We think. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the Jaguars thought they had one,
even
too.
Forget that. You needed a franchise quarterback, and you went to try to get one.
Yep.
The third pick, you didn't draft him to be a mediocre quarterback at number 3 overall. You shot for the moon.
Yep.
You shot for franchise quarterback. You now need to do that at wide receiver and tackle. You did it at corner, too, mm-hmm. in a weird way. You traded down, so it didn't feel like it. It would have felt a little different if you had to trade up, actually, to get Christian Gonzalez, which a lot of people thought was going to be the case.
Yeah.
They thought Christian Gonzalez was going to go before you picked. And you ended up getting him at, what, 17? You traded down twice, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to shoot for the Christian Gonzalez and Drake May of tackle and wide receiver. This mindset of mediocrity, which has led to people thinking that, oh, my God, Calvin Ridley would be so awesome. He's better than anything we have. Guess what? Ben Brown was better than anything you had. Does that make Ben Brown good? Is Ben Brown the savior? Is Ben Brown frickin' Kelsey 2.0, an all-pro center?
What are you talking about?
That argument of better
ben
than
Brown
anything we
Ben Brown was
have.
A guy they pulled off because they had injuries to
their
And
he's their best
starters.
Offensive lineman right now.
David Andrews was their starting center. He got injured. That's different. That's different from having a room full of wide receivers.
I'm talking about the roster he joined. The roster he joined, he was better than anything they had at offensive line. The
sure.
coach said that.
But they were in dire
Doesn't
straits
Doesn't mean
there
you're
there
good.
At that point.
You're in dire straits at receiver. Your receivers stink.
I think you were worse off at center than you were at wide receiver.
Maybe.
Nick
I don't know.
Leverett. Nick Leverett is...
Nick Leverett, a journeyman Jag
who's cut now,
lineman.
By the way. But yeah, I mean, at
Gotta
least...
Gotta be a sniff test story there, no?
About why you got cut?
I don't know. Does it feel like you go from starting center to who's the backup center now?
I have no idea.
Cole Strange isn't ready yet. I
no.
know there's that whole theory. Doesn't it feel like there has to be more to that Nick Leverett story?
I'm wondering what went on there, yeah. I'm wondering exactly what happened because it's not like he's a guy who shot his way out of town because he thought, oh,
no.
I'm too good for this team. Like,
he's
no, of course
Nick
not.
Nick freaking Leverett.
Right. I don't know what happened there. I wonder if it was maybe something that we don't know about. It could be, maybe, but it just seems very strange for a team in this position to be cutting offensive linemen. I just, you know, and Leverett wasn't good or anything. I don't think that he was a good player, but you don't have a backup now. You're right. I mean, what are you going to do? Your backup on the depth chart right now is nobody. City So, I guess, maybe. That's
Does he know
it.
How to snap?
I don't think so.
I mean,
what's his face is out. Your long snapper there. I mean, you got a backup long snapper in, too.
Oh, yeah, Tucker Addington is the long snapper now. Also a weird story there. There was an injury listed with Cardona.
Yes.
And then did you listen on to the media Zoom call on Monday? Gerard Mayo said he had a family issue that we allowed him to go deal with. So
oh.
was it an injury that popped up on the injury report? Because remember, we were on the air and I was like, oh, They just put Cardona on the injury report, and now Tucker Addington is on the practice field.
Yeah.
And then Mayo said it was a family issue.
I guess I missed that, but...
very strange.
Maybe he hurt himself on his way to the family issue. I don't know.
Maybe. And I'm not saying it's like craziness. I'm not pointing... It just...
Right.
They've had a lot of these weird things going on. Even the Jabril Peppers thing was an injury, and then obviously was the horrific story, if it's true, that's going to get him canned, if it is true. But
he was ruled out, and we all thought it was for an injury.
There was
gray
area. Was he ruled out for the injury, or was he ruled out because he called you and told you the police had arrested him, and he had cocaine, and he's being accused of, like, strangling
horrible,
a woman six times?
Things. Right,
like,
yeah.
That whole thing. They've had a weird series of transactions here that you're like, is that what the transaction wire says, or is there more, like, under the radar that we're not getting here?
It could be. Brian, yes?
I was just going to say, wasn't Peppers on the injury report throughout the week?
Yes,
he was. Like a shoulder
he was
or something?
Injury Definitely report was. Ruled out. We didn't know about the arrest yet. And then that's where people started to figure out maybe he was actually ruled out because he was at the police station in Braintree or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely possible. I was just looking at their numbers, and Higgins is better than Kirk. He's not that much better statistically. I mean, he's just not.
Well, he's also played with a better quarterback.
That's true, too. I mean, you can certainly make that argument.
And a better receiver.
Yeah, he's a better receiver.
There's a Jamar Chase
right,
ratio. Jamar's going to get
his. So he doesn't get double teamed or get the number one corner.
You can take that both ways, and I do. I question whether he's a number one receiver, just like I questioned whether Ayuk is. Because unless you've gone out and done it on your own, I don't know you're a number one receiver. It's why I got into a fight during the Ross Tucker interview during the Twitch chat, when I was a little bit distracted by the Twitch chat, that Terry McLaurin, I think, is a stud. Because he's been number one in Washington and a 1,000-yard receiver with no quarterbacks, nobody around him, and everybody's like, oh, he's not that good.
No, he's that good.
I would love, I think you're already seeing it with a real quarterback in Jaden Daniels, but like, if you add weapons to that offense and diversify that offense, if you put him on San Francisco, I think he would go off Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, probably.
Like, surround him with talent. But no, you're absolutely right. T. Higgins is a number two that you try to project as a number one. But I see enough of his physical skills. There was that catch and run the other night where he broke a tackle and squirted up the sideline.
Yeah.
I think if he ever went to a team that said, listen, T, you're getting 8 to 10 targets a game. You're our guy. You're our Stephon Diggs. You don't have to play with Adam Thielen anymore. This is your show. Build a rapport with my quarterback, and he's going to get you the damn ball. I think T. Higgins becomes a, like, 1,500-yard all-pro type receiver here.
I think that could happen, sure. If he becomes the focal point of an offense, I think he has that potential.
Kirk would not.
I think Kirk could do that, too.
Oh, Kirk stinks.
I think Kirk could give you 1,500. If he was the main guy in a good offense, I think he could. He almost did a couple years ago in not a good offense with Jacksonville. Do you think the Patriots win this game this weekend? It's early to talk about it, but I mean...
Well, because I was going to call you because you did the thing you do.
What?
We think they could... get their first win this weekend. No one cares if you think they could get their
sure,
first
fine.
Win.
Will they win this weekend?
I don't think so. Don't you find it hard to predict them to win right now?
Yes.
Like, just, and I believe what you said is accurate. They could win this weekend. The other team stinks. Kendrick Bourne put it best with Jones and Keefe. We're two bad teams who are playing badly going to play each other. Like, I appreciate your honesty, Kendrick. I truly do. And you got your little bump here out of Drake May this week.
5.5-point dogs in London.
Yeah, I know. And you're the gambling guy on me. Old school, 3 points for home field advantage. This is a neutral site game. Does that mean if this was actually in Jacksonville, they'd be 8.5-point dogs?
No, I think that that's built into this because the Jaguars didn't have to travel, so it's kind of like a home game for them.
So maybe like it'd be like 6 or a little bit, a smidge more, and a half a point or something?
Yeah,
more,
also when you're 1-5, I'm not sure that the 3-point thing is
that's true.
You know, like if you suck, then I don't think that it really comes in that much, but maybe it will. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm not picking the Patriots right now. I do not feel great. I don't feel great that I picked them last week. I got caught up in the emotion of Drake May and Maniac and Mania and all those things, and I am always concerned about the second game.
Yeah,
I think there might be a little letdown for Drake May here. I think, you know, things went relatively well on. I know they lost by 20. Oh, how far we've fallen! You say it went relatively. It went relatively well for Drake May.
It did.
He didn't get hurt. He got hit. He had a strip sack. He was slow to get up a little bit, but he made some good throws later. 3 touchdowns. I just wonder: is there like the DeMario Douglas play I brought up earlier when the throw's behind him? He's due for one of those to deflect off the hands and go for a pick. Now, I know he had the weird deflected Will Anderson thing that turned into a pick,
which
so maybe that was one of them. It was. So I'll go back to it. It's hard for me to pick them to win right now.
It is for me, too. I think if Stevenson plays, I'm going to be much more likely to want to get on my FanDuel app and maybe take the Patriots +5.5. Because I think that, at the very least...
I kind of like the points, yeah.
The Jaguars, I mean, the Jaguars have been a train wreck this year, and they're a team that I think is going to look at the Patriots like, okay, this is our get-right game, and, you know, we'll play our game and get back on track with this. And the Patriots could be the kind of team that spoils that. You know, like, their defense has been bad so far. This is going to be the worst offense they've played so far this year, the Jaguars, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by far.
It's and, a bad, you know, offense.
Their defense against San Francisco, against Seattle, even against Cincinnati, who they it was their best defensive game so far, the Jets, all these teams, pretty good offenses. And this Jaguars offense sucks.
Yeah, but it has. Doesn't it feel like it has the potential to get right in a game? Like, Brian Thomas.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen,
I just went on talking about how good. Christian
I was going to say.
So
if Brian Thomas
so far this year they're terrible.
If Brian Thomas is as good as I think he is, and if Christian Kirk is as good as you think he is, and if Trevor Lawrence is as good as I hope the Jags think he is by giving him $260 million, mm-hmm. and Travis Etienne hasn't been very good, right?
Who's doubtful? I think to play.
Is he doubtful?
Yeah.
Okay, because like. I think they have the makings of an athletic offense, and the Patriots' defense has not been good. I'm going to laugh my ass off if Christian Kirk is, like, smoking Christian Gonzalez.
I know.
We have a Christian battle here, and he just smokes him.
I think you're going to be laughing. 617-779-7937. That's the phone number here if you'd like to jump on and discuss Drake May, the Bruins, all these other things going on in the NFL, the referee problem, etc. We're going to take a quick break here. Brian Frazoco is going to tell you what's trending. And when we come back, we're going to do the sniff test on the division leaders in the NFL, along with your phone calls, right after this.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Bruins dropped to 2-2 yesterday, losing 4-3 at home to the Florida Panthers. Bruins hit the road for a three-game road trip that starts tomorrow night in Colorado when they take on the Avalanche. Puck drop of that game is at 9:30. Celtics wrap up their preseason tonight as they visit the Toronto Raptors at Scotiabank Arena. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. Regular season action kicks off a week from today as the Celtics will raise the banner. Next Tuesday night, they host the New York Knicks. An injury scare for the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday as Paul George left their preseason game early with a hyperextended left knee. However, according to Nick Nurse, it is not considered to be a long-term injury. Big trades out of the AFC East today as the Jets traded for star receiver Devontae Adams from the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Buffalo Bills traded for receiver Amari Cooper. The NFL announced about an hour or two ago that Super Bowl 62 will be hosted in Atlanta. That will be in the year 2028. And the NFL has officially approved Tom Brady is a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, now having his 5% of his stake official. Game 2 of the ALCS is tonight for the Bronx. First pitch set for 8:08. Yankees lead that series 1-0 after last night's win over the Cleveland Guardians. Mets and Dodgers series resumes tomorrow night in New York with that series tied at a game apiece. With the drastic rise of diabetes, dementia, and cancers, we've been fooled by food. Reverse the food curse at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Brian Frazoco. That is what's trending on WEI and on WEI.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
E-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Oh, so y'all pretty
keep
much signed Wes Welker after that game because of that. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Here we go.
Throw it away. Look at that. Look at that catch.
That's why you can't let back. Him out of the pocket.
That's defensive holding, Pete. I just saw it.
They almost kept him in, but they didn't.
It's amazing how late he waits. He gets almost out of bounds, Bill. He's almost over there on the actual bench, and he throws it. He can throw it as far as he wants.
That's from the Manning cast last night. The Buffalo Bills hanging on to beat the Jets 23-20. An interesting ending to that game. But the Buffalo Bills now securely in the driver's seat of the AFC East, which many of us all predicted to happen. I think that I was not one of them. I thought that the Dolphins were going to be much better this year, and if they had Tua, maybe they would be. But it is definitely the Buffalo
Bills. He's coming
Bills
back. Did you
division to lose. I did see that, yes. But I think at this point, I mean, I expect him to probably get hit again. And
oh, I don't think this is what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. Like, you don't want to see certain things. You don't want to see him get hit again. But
yeah,
Mike McDaniel said he is coming back.
He's prone to these things.
Like, oh, absolutely. He's got issues.
It's the unfortunate truth, and we'll see. And listen, I think the Dolphins will get a bump from him coming back, and they'll be better. But it's Buffalo's division to lose, I think, right now. They're the only team with a winning record. They're 4-2. Everybody else, Dolphins 2-3. The Jets are 2-4. The Patriots 1-5. I think it's Buffalo's to lose, and that brings us to this week's edition of the Sniff Test.
No, I think it stinks.
It's the Sniff Test with Arcand and Hard.
That's right, it stinks!
On WEEI.
All right, let's take a look around the NFL, Andy Hart, and see which one of these division leaders do or do not pass the Sniff Test. We'll start with the Buffalo Bills, who we saw last night, a 4-2 team in a division that is really, in a lot of ways, kind of falling apart beneath them. The Buffalo Bills, do they pass the Sniff Test as the division leaders?
Yes. They pass a sniff test as a division leader for this division specifically. That doesn't mean they're a great Super Bowl contender or they don't have flaws. But the reality is they've won the division 4 years in a row. They're probably going to win it a fifth year in a row. Josh Allen is him. He's the guy that leads their way. I don't love their coach. I don't necessarily love a lot of their roster, but I love him. I think he's really good. And we'll see what Amari Cooper can do. If you remember, I know he's older now. Well, when Amari Cooper arrived in Dallas, he made Dak.
Yeah.
Dak was scuffling, and Amari Cooper made him. Amari Cooper's had 1,100-yard seasons with the Raiders, the Cowboys, and the Browns. He had 1,200 yards last year.
Mm-hmm.
If Josh Allen gets that, something like that, that's going to make the Bills a lot better and a lot more formidable in the postseason.
Yeah, definitely. If they get the guy who's dropped every pass that's come his way this year, then that's not so much, but you know, we'll see.
And, even with other teams, you're negative and always choose the down. You know how some
people
choose
violence? He's having a bad year, Andy. What do you want from
you
me?
You choose negative.
I'm just being honest. He's having a bad season.
Except for Christian Kirk.
Nothing wrong with pointing that out.
I'm going to start keeping a list of the people you actually like. It's Christian Kirk. It's Jeremy Swayman. Anybody else?
Basically, nobody else. I'm a two-issue voter. All right, let's go down to the AFC North, or up to the AFC North, I guess. The Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers, both at the top of the division with records of 4-2. Baltimore first, do they pass the sniff test?
They do pass the sniff test. But
I agree.
What didn't pass the sniff test, I just remembered. Remember Devontae Adams did the Edgar Allan Poe? What the hell was that all about?
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Apparently it wasn't going to the Ravens.
He's a big fan of poetry.
Yeah, just a big poetry guy.
And Must Taco be. Bell. I'd like to have a Taco Bell in my house.
I wouldn't, because I feel like that I have to keep throwing out the food. Like, you can only eat Taco Bell once, at the most, once a day.
Speak for yourself.
Right? I mean, you're going to have Taco Bell, like, three meals a day of Taco Bell?
A lot of options.
That seems like a reality show.
Yeah, they got the breakfast burrito now. Right. Yeah.
Plus, you have neighbors and friends. You can invite people over. Hey, you guys want some tacos?
Pass out gorditas for Halloween.
Yeah. I love Taco Bell. Let's get something straight here. I'm a big Taco Bell fan. I wouldn't want to oversaturate it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to have it so much that all of a sudden I don't like it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a fun
sandwich. That would be one of those things. If it was in my house, it would just, I'd eat so many cheesy gordita crunches that I would eventually not like them anymore, and I just don't want that to happen.
But they do a good job of always, like, mixing things up and bringing back short-term, special-time, you know, items. Anyway, Baltimore Ravens passed the sniff test. I think they're a pretty good football team. I really do. I think Lamar obviously is great, but has a hump he needs to get over. He's like the Bruins. There's certain humps you got to get over.
Sure.
He's never gotten over that hump. But Zay Flowers, I think, is continuing to develop into what we all thought he could be, and that's a star wide receiver.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry, he might be usurping my guy Saquon Barkley for Offensive Player of the Year. He's been awesome the last few weeks after a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, he did have a slow start, and he's been good. Likely's been good. Bateman's been good. Like, yeah, you have a pretty good thing going over there. How about the Steelers?
They do not pass the sniff test in well,
they got Russell Wilson playing this weekend.
Well, that tells me they are worried. There's something weird there. Yeah. Why are you making that switch now? Like, I don't really have a lot of faith in Russell Wilson. I don't really have a lot of faith in their offense. I know Najee Harris had a big game the other day.
Yes.
But he's kind of been a disappointment
into
what he was supposed to be when they drafted him. They're going to have a good defense, and they got a coach that's going to make sure they're winning 9 games every year. But are they passing a sniff test as a contender or a division champion? Not in that division.
Nope. And they're tied. So, I mean, neither one of them are leaders right now. They're co-leaders, I guess. But, yeah, I'd say Ravens over the Steelers 100%. All right, AFC South, 5-1, Houston Texans. I'd say they passed the sniff test.
Yeah, I'm starting to regret the under I took on 9.5 wins for them. They,
you did.
They're well on their way. I thought they were going to have a fallback year. They have not had a fallback year, and they took it to the next level this week. They had been in dogfight games and winning them. All 4 of their wins were tight games, and they'd been blown out by the Vikings.
Yes.
Then they blew out the Patriots, and they said, we're a really good team, and you're not a really good team. I don't care where this game is. We're going to show you who's better. They're going to be something to be dealt with, absolutely.
All right, how about the Kansas City Chiefs, 5-0 in the AFC West?
Absolutely.
I'd say they probably passed that sniff
test. But the sniff test question is, are they, because they should be, they're the two-time defending Super Bowl champions with the best coach and the best player, and they're 5-0. So the discussion should really be, are they going to go undefeated? But they're not an undefeated team, right? Like, the way they've played, the way they've won games, it's been kind of ugly.
They're not blowing teams out. They're not like the 07 Patriots going out there and lighting everybody up. They're winning games by a score. They beat the Saints by 2 scores, but Chargers by a touchdown, Falcons by 5, just barely beat the Bengals by a point,
right,
and they beat the Ravens by a touchdown. They got the Niners coming up, Raiders, Bucks, Broncos, Bills, Panthers, Raiders again, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers, Broncos at the end of the season. I think they could do it. Honestly, I think they could.
My guess
is that schedule's not very good.
I'm going to say they end up about 15-2.
Hmm.
And yes, they passed the sniff test. Yes, they have a chance. Sorry to Devin McCourty, Rodney Harrison, and all those Patriots that have turned into those Miami people rooting against other teams
popping
to not break their record.
Rest in peace, yes. Mercury Morris. Yeah, but that type of thing.
They have a chance to win 3 in a row.
All right, to the NFC we go. The Washington Commanders sit atop the NFC East with a record of 4-2. Sniff test?
So, again, in that division, yes, they passed the sniff test. I'm a believer in Jaden Daniels, and I wasn't totally sold on him coming out. I liked him. I thought he was a franchise QB. I think he's better than I expected him to be, and I think he has a better, to steal Kendrick Bourne's word about Drake May, I think Jaden Daniels has a better aura than I gave him credit for.
Okay.
I think that dude has franchise QB leader aura about him, and in that division, I don't know if they're going to, you know, be 8-4, you know, after the next 6 games and all that.
If the Eagles or the Cowboys go on a bit of a win streak, I mean,
but that division,
those
always
are teams
comes
that
down
are both
to the end.
Better than the Commanders, I think.
But it always comes down to the end. I feel like that division is always decided in December by a couple of division games, maybe the last week, maybe winner take all on Sunday Night Football, last game of the year type thing. And in that world, I think they're for real. I think they can hang in that division.
I think they can hang in the division, but I don't think they don't pass the sniff test as division winners for me. I think the Eagles or the Cowboys usurp them. The Cowboys led by Bill Belichick McCarthy gets
so
fired.
So I win my bet?
How about that?
So he's going to coach in the league this year, and Rich Keefe owes me a fancy, fancy lunch.
All right, here's my favorite division in all of football. It's the best division statistically by far, and that is the NFC North. Your Minnesota Vikings, undefeated at 5-0, are at the top of the division, followed by the Lions at 4-1. The Packers are 4-2. And the Bears are in last place, also 4-2.
Can I give you a fun stat about this?
Absolutely.
All four of these teams lead the league in point differential. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4 point differential.
Wow. I was actually going to try to do the math quick in my head because it's like...
It's plus 217, I believe, in total. And the next closest...
Who brought the dork?
The next closest is plus 20. I believe it's the AFC West.
He had it off the top of his head.
Yeah, really.
Jesus, just because you're a Bears fan, you don't have to be that dorky.
I believe it's plus 217. Alt.geek.
Yes, the Vikings plus 63.
That's how I bring up a stat on this show.
Lions plus 60. The Bears are plus 47. And then Green Bay plus 41. They're all in the plus. That's the only division that can say that. And they all have winning records. The Vikings are 5-0, so they're clearly king of the hill right now. Do they pass the sniff test? Are they going to win this division?
Yeah, I have to give it to them. And we talked about a little bit about it a couple weeks ago. Kevin O'Connell, Brian Flores, is that maybe the best coaching combo in the NFL? A guy who runs an offense, a guy who runs a defense? I'm trying to think of, you know, what where you would take it better. Because Kevin,
I'd say it's right up there, yeah.
You know, because Brian Flores, for whatever, I mean, does he still stewing the league? Did that just go away? Whatever happened to Brian Flores is like...
It's a good question.
It was like earth-shaking type lawsuit. The things that were being accused in that, and Bill Belichick was dragged in, and that whole thing. And now I feel like it's just gone silent. You know what? That doesn't pass the sniff test when things just disappear quietly.
In, let's see. 2 years into his bias suit against NFL, Brian Flores has little to show for it. This according to JDSupra.com. Flores, I don't know what this is. I've never seen this website
before. I'm looking at the same article. That was from January 23rd, 2024. That's almost a year old.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
It's gone quiet. That doesn't pass the sniff test. When things like that go quiet, that's weird. That's too quiet.
Maybe, but also the NFL has a lot of lawyers, and they probably just squashed it. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't he have a lot of lawyers? That. Isn't that the type of thing you can get a lot of people to on your side for?
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, you're going up
against... ACLUs and stuff?
He's a single person going up against the team of the whole NFL's legal staff. I don't know.
I think there's a lot of people that would love to be the one that took the NFL down and broke the NFL.
This is a very long and wonky article, and I'm not going to read it on the
air
right now, but
anyway.
I don't think there's much going on here. I say no, the Vikings don't. I think the Lions win this division.
I mean, they could. They're only a game back, but I like the
Vikings. Think they're a better team. I think the Lions are a...
They just lost their best player.
That's true. They did. I forgot about that. But even with that, I still think that they're overall team. And Hutchinson's a good player, and that was a gruesome injury, obviously. But I still think that defense is pretty strong, and I think that they're just a team that... The Vikings, I feel like, are going to have a point in the season where they start to look a little softer, and I think the Lions will take over.
They're also the Vikings. And I have this thing, like, you talk about a team that historically has never gotten over the hump.
Yeah. As opposed to the Lions?
The Vikings, remember that year they went, 15-1, lost to the Falcons? Like, the Bum Phillips? Yeah, he was the coach way back then. They went to the Super Bowl. Like, they have been a legit team, and then they just fall apart. Even some of the Kirk Cousins teams did stupid things over the years. Like, I feel like they're a team that is sneaky. What do they do? Skull, they're sneaky jinxed with their whole skull thing and that big horn they blow.
Yeah, pretty lame. I remember that.
Nice stadium, though.
The Culpepper Moss team losing to the Giants in what year was that? 99 or 2000, something around that. And thinking, man, like, that was an offense. You talked about those old Vikings teams like they were the best offense in the history of the game. And the Giants came in and put them right in their place. So, you know, it's been problematic with them. They've been sort of in and out of the playoffs. They bounce back, you know, with different coaches, Zimmer, Leslie Frazier they had for a while, Mike Tice, you know, some of those guys. But, yeah, in general, I'd say that they're kind of a cursed franchise, much like the Lions. But I still like the Lions this year. I don't know why. Let's go with the NFC South, led by the Atlanta Falcons and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who both sit at 4-2.
So the Falcons do not pass the sniff test, the aforementioned Kirk Cousins. I don't trust a lot of them. Bijan Robinson has not had a great year. Kirk Cousins is better. Like, he gives them stability at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. I don't trust Kirk Cousins, as I mentioned, in the postseason. Check down Charlie. I think he craps himself. He is the anti-Drake May. I think Drake May has it and swag. I think Kirk Cousins is just a good, solid quarterback that lacks it.
Kirk Cousins swag surfing with that big chain on looked pretty swaggy to me.
Fraud. That was too flashy. It was to cover up the insecurities that laid beneath.
You like that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
You like that was cool.
He's a fraud. He's trying too hard.
Unlike Drake May in his one game that he's playing so far.
Easy. I only got one to go with. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers do pass the sniff test. Talk about a guy that does have swag. That answer that Baker Mayfield had about the Red River rivalry and how Texas put the stake through his jersey, his answer right off the top of his head, now I know he was probably prepared for it, but he banged that out. That's a man for 10 years has had rented space from Texas, like right off the top of his head. They got swag. They got talent. They'll win the division.
Okay. And finally, last but not least, the NFC West, San Francisco 49ers and Seattle Seahawks, both 3-3. Not great. I mean, these are the two division leaders. They're both 500. The Cardinals are right behind them at 2-4. The Rams are 1-4 with all their injuries. Niners and Seahawks. Who passes the sniff test there?
The Niners do. The Seahawks don't. We've seen both of them sort of in person against the Patriots.
Yep.
Patriots should have beaten the Seahawks. Patriots could never beat the 49ers. 49ers win that division. And eventually, maybe McCaffrey plays.
Yeah, that's true. When he plays, I think that's going to make a big difference. But I think the Niners have had a very disappointing season. To see the losses that they've had, mostly on the road, although I think the Cardinals beat them at home. But the other losses they had, they lost to the Vikings and I think the Rams. So those are a couple of games. The Rams, they should have beaten. They should have beat the Cardinals, too. They always have trouble with them for some reason. They got the Chiefs, Cowboys, and Bucks coming up as I look at their schedule. And I think that the Niners have a chance to be one of those teams that we talked about this earlier. According to the beat writers over there, and not anybody else, because Schefter totally shot this down, but according to the beat writers in San Francisco, ownership is not happy with this team spending so much money to keep it all together. And that includes the Ayuk contract. That includes the offensive lineman now, whose name escapes me.
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams. All these guys that they gave out these big contracts to. Which, by the way, I'd love it if the Patriots did stuff like this, if they worked this hard to keep all their guys and cough up the money that they need to and sort of say, to hell with the salary cap, we'll manipulate it how we need to in order to win now.
They're I wish they had guys now. That talented worthy of spending that much money.
Absolutely.
On.
I agree with
that. Would be the
there,
first
too.
Step.
That would be a nice thing to see at first. And that's all true. But, you know, for these Niners, they have a disappointing season this year, and you could see some major changes in that team, in the front office and on the field.
And you may need to see major changes just because Brock Purdy is going to start to do the bleep you pay me. I'm really good.
Exactly.
Even you have finally acknowledged that he's a pretty good quarterback. He is going to ask to make a lot of money. I mean, he's going to be a $60 million quarterback, right?
Yep.
Based on his record, his performance, his evolving game, athleticism, even Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels were raving about it
He's second in the league in passing.
Yeah, like, right, he's going to get, whatever you think of Brock Purdy because he's a late-round pick or he's this or he's that, he's getting paid. He's an elite NFL quarterback right now. You can't argue against it.
Do you think he still has roommates? Remember,
probably.
He's like, he had roommates because he couldn't afford to live in San Francisco? He probably still does.
I mean, he's only making $900K and only $900K, but in San Francisco, that's legitimately not a ton of money.
No, that's you're basically poor in San Francisco with that kind of money. Let's go to the phones here. 617, there's your sniff test for the week. I think most of these leaders do pass the sniff test with a couple of exceptions. Some of them is pretty obvious, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this all shakes out at the end of the year. Thomas is in Western Mass. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, so I didn't really appreciate you guys saying that Drew Bledsoe wasn't a good quarterback. He was a good quarterback, and he's always well-respected. And Tom Brady was his understudy for a year or two.
Who said Drew Bledsoe wasn't a good quarterback, though?
Did you call the right show?
Well, yeah, who said that?
You guys just said on the air that you didn't think that Drew Bledsoe was a good quarterback, and he's overrated. And I'm... The thing is, I'm sorry. That's
Thomas,
not
we
true.
Literally
you
didn't
say
that
it.
Ever. No one said that. We weren't talking about Drew Bledsoe.
Thanks for the call, Thomas.
And
thanks for not listening.
Maybe the other show was saying that. I don't know. I mean, they could have been for all
you know
I
that
know.
Number,
no
too,
idea.
If you want to give it out.
If you want to go call them and complain to them about that. But we did not. I didn't badmouth Drew Bledsoe. I don't think Bledsoe was great. I mean, he was a good quarterback.
He was the greatest quarterback the Patriots ever had until Tom Brady
until
showed
Tom
up.
Brady showed up and took over and was the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. But yeah, Bledsoe was fine.
He was
no
good.
One hears bad
he was more
Bledsoe.
Than fine. He went to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He was Pro Bowl caliber. There were times during individual seasons where he was an MVP candidate for four, six, eight game stretches. He wasn't Tom Brady. There's no shame in that. He might be. He would be the greatest quarterback in the history of some franchises.
Probably, yeah.
He's high
on the list of, like,
he'd be better than any Bear.
That's
ding,
true.
Ding, 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 we got one. Mm-hmm. He'd be better than any Jaguar. Mark Brunel?
He'd be better than Brunel.
Okay. Yeah. Jags, we got two. Panthers?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. Forgot about the MVP.
I'd say Cam Newton was an MVP, so I'd say probably with him. David's in the car. Go ahead, David.
Browns?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So, great show as always.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I'm the 49ers. I mean, we understand. We know. I like the Niners as well, and the ownership is upset. But you know what? They got to get over it because there's no way you're going to keep a good team together if you don't spend money. If you don't spend money, you're going to have what you see out there with other teams. What you're seeing with the Patriots right now, which is embarrassing after all the years, what was done and what's being done now. So ownership on the Niners should just chill out and be grateful they have what they have.
Yeah, I agree with you, David, and I think that they would be wrong to make any. I think John Lynch is a great executive. I think he's a great executive. I love almost every move that guy makes.
Almost.
I'd love it if he was the Patriots guy.
That one move he made, trading 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance.
Didn't work, but did it hurt them that much? Not really. I mean, they were able to still be competing for Super Bowls.
That's debatable. They have a great roster. Could they have used 2 other first-round picks?
Definitely they could.
Okay, so, like, it could have helped them.
But it's not like it torpedoed their whole franchise. I mean,
In fact, that strengthens his argument of how good he is. He made a really bad move, and it didn't really hinder the development of the franchise. But you could argue, in a world where the owners are getting antsy, 2 other first-round picks, maybe that puts him over the top.
Yeah, maybe it does. And I also think that when you have a team with a top-tier running back, a top-tier tight end, which I think Kittle still is, and a guy, Deebo Samuel, who can do a couple of things but is a wide receiver, you don't necessarily need to spend on Brandon Ayuk. That's a guy. You also drafted a quarterback, who unfortunately got shot this offseason. But, like, you're already sort of greasing the skids to be able to move on from someone like Ayuk. You didn't have to pay that guy. I'm surprised they didn't trade him. I thought they were going to.
I was a little surprised unless they have something coming down the pike, I didn't think you need – maybe – I was an advocate maybe you reset with Ayuk and look to move on from Deebo.
Right.
I know they're different because Debo's a jack of all trades, and that'd be hard to move on from. But I thought it was not great planning long term to keep both of them.
Yeah.
If that's what
and
they're
I can see ownership
do.
Being like, all right, guys, you know, let's be reasonable here. This is someone you can replace. But they didn't. They kept him, and much to the chagrin of Patriots fans everywhere. Last call before odds and ends is Bob in New York. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
What's up?
So, a couple quick points about the Bruins.
Yes.
But quick note about Bledsoe. He did throw that touchdown pass against Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Sure did. David Patton.
In the Troy Brown game. So
what a great
forget
throw
that
was. Yes, we're not talking about Bledsoe.
Here's my point about the Bruins, and then I'll get off, and I'd love to hear your reaction. Jim Montgomery has lost 6 straight home playoff games to Florida. Think about that for a second. Just absorb that. 6 straight home playoff games to Florida. That alone should get him fired. Okay, Jeremy Swayman, okay? 2021, he gave up the game-winning goal to the Islanders that eliminated the Bruins. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying everything is his fault here, but I just want to list these things.
Okay.
2022, he lost Game 7 to Carolina. Again, not saying it's all his fault.
These were both tied. By the way, Bob, just a little bit of context here. He had to come in relief of Ullmark in both of those series. So it's not like he was the goalie all series long.
Right.
But go ahead.
I just said I'm not saying it's all his fault, but I'm just pointing these facts out.
Well,
facts.
As the defender of Jeremy Swayman here, I have to feel the need to give some context. But go on.
Okay. All right. No problem. 2023, he choked against Montour and Verhaeghe, 2 bad goals in the third period and in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he lost game six, when Forsling scored that horrible goal on him. And again, I want to reiterate, I'm not saying it's all his fault, but he's been in some bad spots. But I was wrong about Tim Thomas also. So Swayman there. And then Don Sweeney, 25 years as a Bruins player or GM, 0 titles. I'll now get off the phone. Those were my points. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bob. Montour, and Brian said this in my ear, the Montour goal was a deflection, so I'm not going to go crazy about that. I didn't think that was a bad goal. Verhaeghe, I'd say, probably was. But that's all the defense I'm going to give you. Jeremy Swayman, he was Conn Smythe's favorite for the first 2 rounds. So, I mean, he played pretty well, regardless of what happened at the end of the series. And, yeah, they lost the series. Panthers are better than them. I mean, it's as simple as that. And I don't think that Montgomery should be fired for losing 6 straight home games to that Florida team. I don't know that another coach would have done a better job there. I just think that this is a team that's in your Bruins' head, and that's the way it's going to be. 617-779-7937. Quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up with odds and ends. A couple minutes left here, WEEI Afternoons. It's time for odds and ends. And we touched on this briefly when we were going around the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys getting absolutely pantsed by Detroit in Dallas this past Sunday are going through it right now. On 105.3, which is, I believe, an Odyssey station, I think, although I'm not sure about that, Jerry Jones does
a weekly
hit.
You think it's what?
An Odyssey station.
Oh, I think so.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, 105.3 in Dallas, Odyssey station, we think.
He's had issues over there. I mean, I feel like four times a year we're talking about Jerry Jones audio on the station.
On this station, yes.
There was that time where they had to do like the triple dump and it like dumped the whole station because of the system or whatever. And
now is Jones, he doesn't run the station. Like, does he own the station? Is
I don't
he
think so.
In charge of
no, the way he's talking, you would think so.
He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire, yeah, so sure.
These guys, they have big swinging.
Yeah, they definitely do. And, like, you know, the Red Sox own Nesson, so I don't know if it's sort of that type of thing. I have no idea. I don't know what the arrangement is. But I can tell you this. He
Shell
did not care for the questioning of his methods and his offseason that was being put to him by the two hosts at 105.3. In fact, he threatened their jobs. Listen to this.
Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me. To talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. You're not going to figure out if what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any five or ten like you. You need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Okay, so those are the hosts. Shan Sheriff, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt are the three hosts of that show in Dallas on 105.3. And listen, I can be a combative person, Andy. You can too.
I can?
Yes, I've noticed that.
I would crap my pants if Robert Kraft threatened to have me replaced.
I would probably say something to get myself fired. I probably if Kraft or anybody had said that, first of all, that is their job. That's exactly their job, is to ask questions and see why this team is 3-3 when they were supposed to be a shoo-in for the division and you know, kept their coach and did all these things in the offseason and everything else. You're supposed to question that. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. And if Jerry Jones wants to make himself available on the show, he has to be ready to answer those questions. But for him to come on there and say, it's not your job and I'll get somebody else to ask the questions that I want you to ask, oh my God. Listen, those guys, they tried to laugh it off, but then he's like, no, I'm serious. Don't laugh. I'm serious. I'll fire all three of you, and I'll bring in three of my call girls or whatever, and they'll come in here, and they'll ask me the questions I want you to ask me. Like, that's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous thing for an owner to go on the radio and say.
It is. It's borderline unprecedented, but we know it happens, correct? Behind the scenes? Do you have, in a weird way,
on the air,
do you have more respect for him actually saying it on the air rather than hanging up the phone and then calling the president of the, because it's owned by Odyssey. 105.3 is owned by Odyssey.
Yes.
And, like, I almost respect him more for doing the, putting his big you-know-what on the table on the air and outing himself as a dink rather than being, you know, like, sort of just letting it go,
behind
go away.
And then
behind the scenes,
call,
taking a guy's career out. In a way, I almost respect him more for doing it publicly, which I know is weird, but I think this happens all the time behind the scenes where people get called out. You get calls from a PR guy or even higher level. You know, the owner calls the owner and boom, and stuff happens. That he said it live on the radio, I kind of respect.
I don't respect
him. And
he's
a crotchety old man.
I think he sounds like a jackass.
Is a jackass.
All right. Well, I don't respect him for being a jackass on the radio. I mean, yeah, fine.
I'd rather you be a jackass to my face than a jackass behind the back.
Okay, but he's being a jackass, period. Whether he's going and trying to get him fired behind the scenes or right to their face on the radio, that is a total, I don't even almost swore right there, but that is a total BS move. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous.
And he didn't do it like, I'm going to be more respectable and say it's where fit. He did it because he thinks he can get away with it.
Well,
right.
He's angry because he's a billionaire, but you know what else he is? Another example of Andy Hart's rule being proven right. Losing is undefeated. It breaks people. They got embarrassed. The Lions were running, I don't even know what, it was a hook and ladder to a lineman.
To their lineman.
Right.
They had a lineman line up as a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. That was Dan Skipper.
They were absolutely
taking the Cowboys behind the woodshed and embarrassing them. And I think it broke him. I literally think it broke him. Now, what I expected this to happen, but what you called for is the one thing that hasn't happened. Why doesn't he just can McCarthy, hire Belichick, and start the process?
No idea.
Instead, you got to bully some poor talk radio host?
You might see it now. You might see that now just to get this story out of the headlines. Jerry Jones, this is not a good story for him. He looks really bad here. The team looks really bad. They could use, much like the Patriots, bringing in...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.